Welcome to Teidorigawa Bookmakers at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. It has not been that long, but I just want to say that I've just did some experimenting. I bought a roller, and I was going to put glue on with a roller rather than a brush. I've seen Sage Reynolds do it on his videos on YouTube about bookbinding, and I thought maybe I will try it. And as it turns out, I really enjoy using a roll instead of a brush. I use brush for the detailed work that I need. Sometimes I need to add extra glue, for example, on a corner or on some end papers. But the roll works much faster. And it covers a wider space, of course, much faster. But I put too much glue on the roll, so it kind of messed up the book. But that's okay, because it was an experiment. I was experimenting with the roll, and I liked it. It's just that I put too much glue on. So I've learned, and I hope to use the roller again in the future, especially if I have more books to do in a short amount of time. Also, besides using a roller, I experimented with using another kind of paper, which I will not use again for end papers. It basically crumpled when it added paper, when I added glue, rather. I had it on the book. I glued the end paper onto the book text block, and then when I rolled, put glue on with a roller, it just sort of, some of it stuck to the roller and ripped, and it was way too thin. I won't do that one again. Always look for the thicker paper when I'm using end papers and pretty paper, which the last time I went shopping, I bought quite a bit of end paper. And also, I went for some traveling, and I left a brush in water for about a month. I need a new brush, obviously. Anyway, I experimented with the roller, and I enjoyed it. I'm going to use it again. Thank you very much for dropping by. I hope to see you again soon, and here comes the drama. Please listen. Please enjoy.
In any business, especially the arts and maybe even all the sciences and other businesses like banking, maybe, experimentation is important. I can say a whole bunch of things about experimenting. For example, finding new techniques or expanding our horizons or pushing the envelope or just getting outside our comfort zone in order to do something new. Doing something new is usually very good, very exciting. And I want to do something new, so I'm going to experiment with pop-up books. And I'm going to try and look at and experiment with the secret Belgian binding. Ooh, that sounds like excitement. Teidorigawa Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
Yeah, I have a convention coming up, and I want to have some help putting these books together I've made. I made 50 books. Actually, I made 200 books. And I want different topics. Like, I have 4 books, and each one's different, and I make 50 of each, so that's 200 books, right? Right, so I made 200 books, and I need some help, and I was wondering if you would help me.
And what do you want me to do?
Well, I have all these papers, and I have to fold them, and I have to staple them in the middle, and then press them so it looks really nice. I've got covers. I've got 200 covers. Also, you know, there are 50 different kinds, or 4 different kinds. And I just need some help folding and stapling them.
And what are you going to do at this conference with these 200 books?
Well, hopefully I'll sell them. I love writing them. I just hope people like reading them.
And what's the topic?
Love, vampires, zombies, and, of course, the Beach Boys.
Ah, yes. Beach Boys and zombies always go together well. How much are these books going for?
Well, I was thinking $1.50.
May I make a suggestion?
Sure.
If you sell them for $1.50, every time somebody buys one, you have to have 50 cents change, right?
Uh-huh.
So, sell them for $2. They give you $2, no change.
That's a good idea.
But, unfortunately, I think you have to get another friend or maybe fold and staple them all yourself.
200 is a lot. It's going to take me a while.
Yes, it will, but that's the problem with these conventions. What kind of book is it anyway, and how many pages is it?
Each one is about 35 pages long, with pictures, of course. It's like a comic book, but it's not a comic book. It's a zine. It's more exciting than a comic book.
A zine. You're going to a zine convention?
Yes, I am, and it's only going to be next week, I think. Yes, next Saturday and Sunday.
A zine convention. I've never been... How long do you think it'll take for the two of us to fold and staple your zines?
Oh, it depends on how fast we work, of course, but usually, I don't know, maybe 4, 5, 6 hours?
And the zine convention is how many days? It's 2 days. How many hours a day?
About 10.
Lots of other zine people there?
Zines and comic books, lots of, and people dressing up in cosplay, yeah.
I've never been to that stuff. I think I'll go. Sure. Okay, tell you what, I'll come over to your house and we can do all the stuff.
I don't actually have a house. I live in a garage.
Garage, house, whatever works, let's do it.
Okay, gee, thanks. Do you want my address and name?
I sure do. Just let me get a pencil. Getting out of our comfort zone. Kind of important.